I sent a picture which was just so eye-catching and so jaw-dropping and so effective in getting a message across last night on social media. England, Italy playing in Euro 2020. And many people spotted this image, which was of a woman's face and what looked at initially the George St. George's cross was painted on her face. It was from a bloody nose. And I wanted to find out the story behind it. I wanted to talk about it. The line is, if England gets beaten, so will she. And this is a campaign about domestic violence that actually there's pictures for Belgium, for Germany, for France, in which these same pitches were mocked up with injuries, with actual, obviously not real injuries, but, you know, mocked up injuries. And it's from the stark fact that when a football team lose, in the case of England, domestic abuse increases by 26% just when England play and 38% if they lose. Anyway, this image took on a life of its own and it was so powerful. I really wanted to find out more about it. And it was posted first by the National Centre for Domestic Violence, and Sharon Bryan is their Head of Partnership and Development of Domestic Abuse Services. Sharon, thank you for joining me.
You're welcome. Hi.
Sharon, this, I believe, was actually used a few years ago in 2018, but last night it really just seemed, for whatever reason, to take off, not just in the direct retweeting of this stark picture and the facts, but also then people taking the information from it because of being pulled in by the image and using it in their own tweets. It was hugely effective and powerful.
It was phenomenal, wasn't it? Yeah. I mean, I think we at NCDB were quite taken back by how many times it was shared and retweeted and, you know, what have you on social media.
Where did it come from, the picture itself? Who was the idea behind it? It's so immense.
Yeah, so it was created, as you said, for the 2018 Football World Cup, before my time at NCDB. But there was a kind of a board-storming meeting with the media and marketing company called Wunderman Thompson. Mm-hmm. And they had offered to run this campaign for NCDB free of charge. We would not have been able to do anything like that if we'd have, you know, had to pay. It's very expensive. And they actually came up with the image and showed it to the CEO of NCDB, Mark Groves, who was absolutely blown away by it and how powerful it was. And kind of the premise behind it is to call out sort of powerfully and immediately the perpetrators who abuse victims and disfigure the beautiful game. And we have been running a campaign for the Euros from the start of the tournament anyway. And then we were contacted by Wunderman Thompson, and they said that they had been contacted by another media company called Mass Media, who had offered to support the campaign again for free until the end of the final. Now they put that image and then put it across their digital screens in London and along the M4 corridor, I believe. And so we were using other pictures. We weren't actually originally using that image, but then we started using that image again. And that's when we started to see massive, massive interest in it on social media.
What's the effect it had? A lot of people were tweeting out directly, if anyone needs help tonight. It created a real thousands and thousands of people just talking, which is the good side of social media, what it can do, the power that it has. The campaign's not saying football causes people to be abusers. It is pointing
Absolutely
out that
not.
It is one of the many disgusting veils that is used as an enabler and protects abusers, I suppose, it more than anything. It's a great way to use a big event to highlight the fact that, as one article I read today said, abuse doesn't make an appointment. It doesn't mark itself in the diary like a football fixture. It happens to people all year round, and those who perpetrate it don't just do it on a day when England are playing football.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, football doesn't cause domestic abuse. Alcohol doesn't, any other substance doesn't, but football on its own, of course, is a national sport, and as a country we've every right to be proud of our team and be excited by a possible major tournament win. But if you put football with someone whose identity is entirely kind of intertwined with the game, someone who feels the need to be in control of a situation, someone who sees every tackle, every red card, every penalty missed as if it were happening to them and take it very personally. And then you add alcohol or other substances to that, you then have someone who is very dangerous. You then have someone who, when the game is over, needs to get control back, because domestic abuse is never about losing control. It's always about being in control.
I think that's proven as well by the fact that while cases of domestic abuse rise by a higher percentage, 38%, when England lost, and this is a campaign, as I've said, has been rolled out, pictures going out to in Belgium, in France, in Germany, all with the different, these amazingly powerful images. But it still goes up 26% when England win or draw, and it goes up by percentage when Belgium win or draw, which proves everything that you're saying, that it's not connected directly to, well, England are playing, so therefore violence goes up.
No, I mean, abusers, people who are, you know, domestically abusive or racially abusive, they hide behind the game. They use that as an excuse for their abuse, whereas it's nothing to do with that at all.
It's finding a home for it, as we talked about with our two previous guests. Well, it's an amazingly powerful campaign. I'm really appreciate you coming on. I wanted to find out more about it tonight. And if anyone hasn't seen it, if you go onto Twitter, you'll be able to find it so easy. It's been retweeted so many times. And as I say, that line that was used across, if England gets beaten, so will she. Yeah, it was used if Belgium gets beaten, if Germany gets beaten. It's not only tied into to England. It's well worth reading it. There's loads out there. And thank you so much for talking to me about it. I appreciate that, Sharon.
You're very welcome.